what it says in the yearbook, the podcast sportscast for busy flight attendants. I'm your host, Doug. We have to hurry up and finish this edition before we completely lose interest in this project. Too late. And nurses. It's the podcast sportscast for busy flight attendants and nurses. To Major League Baseball, we go Aaron Judge, the young home run hitting rookie for the New York Yankees, who we were sick of his nickname. He doesn't really have a nickname so much as a slogan. I mean, his nickname is All Rise, as in All Rise, the Judge approaches, but you can't really call him Aaron All Rise Judge. People say, what? The judge is rising? Why is the judge getting up? Is this a country where the jury sits or everybody sits in the courtroom and the judge sits up? No, so it's really more of a phrase, his Nick phrase. But we were sick of it nonetheless by the end of April, which if you don't follow baseball, that's 1 month into the season. Now, Sports Illustrated put it on their cover. Fans reacted to it, all kinds of fan signs, which helped us get sick of it. People scrambled for graduation robes, high school or college, also black wedding dresses to wear to the games. And then you bring a gavel and you look like a judge and you rise with everybody else when he comes to the plate. Now, his nickname obviously makes sense. His last name is Judge. He takes the breath out of every stadium he's in as he strides to the plate. The fans rise to their feet and he hits a long ball and the fans rise again to their feet or stay on their feet. So it is the perfect marriage. The nickname does make sense. We were just sick of it, so we wanted, especially when you're dealing with the judicial system, or if you're a lawyer at home or in court, or you've ever seen a police procedural, there's probably a favorite phrase, like sidebar approach the bench, that you would like to see him Nick phrased instead of All Rise. By the way, if the rest of the season didn't make you sick of it, maybe Players Weekend did. Major League Baseball held Players Weekend last month, where players were allowed to wear funny names or nicknames on their backs. Aaron Judge wore his slogan, All Rise, except the font made it look like the font that he played with in the jersey against the Seattle Mariners. The font made it look like it was one word. It looked like All Rise, like he was a miniature pie company or a baking company. Or he was a dude who hung out with another guy whose nickname was 7-Eleven. I'm All Rise, and I'm 7-Eleven. That's kind of what it looked like. All right, so we are proposing other alternative nicknames for Aaron Judge and the New York Yankees. This is a show we actually should have done several months ago when he was the hottest thing going in Major League Baseball, but we couldn't figure out how to work the equipment. How about assumes facts not in evidence, or voir dire? How great would that look on an official New York Yankee jersey? Calls for a conclusion. That's a good one, just like the Major League Baseball season does. Argumentative. How many players should be wearing that on the backs of their jerseys? Or counsel is in contempt. How many players should be wearing that on the backs of their jerseys? Then the top three alternative nicknames for Mr. All Rise, Aaron Judge. Would you believe I'll allow it? Is that a good one? I mean, if you're at the plate, you let a ball that's close to the strike zone go, it turns out to be a ball, I'll allow it. Lack of foundation. That's a good one. And what better, really, for a professional sport? And finally, the number one, even though these are in no particular order, alternative nickname from the New York Yankees, Aaron Judge, instead of All Rise. Take All Rise off your magazine covers and off your signs at the game, and instead write in aggravating factor, which Aaron Judge or any team or any player, really, who comes into your hometown to play your team, any opposing team, like, say, if Aaron Judge came to play the Seattle Mariners, any opposing team or player that you don't like is an aggravating factor. You can put a V in front of that if it makes it sound a lot more dramatic. Or just not listen to this podcast. This has been That's What It Says in the Yearbook. Thank you very much for listening. We really mean that. Have a good night.